libraries, and the unemployed. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Libraries are taking a recession-induced hit, even as they become more important for people seeking their way out of economic hard times. That's according to a new report from the American Library Association. The annual report on the state of library technology finds that 66% of library branches report that providing job-seeking services is the most important function of libraries right now, up significantly from just a few years ago. And almost 60% of libraries say their internet connectivity is insufficient to meet the needs of job seekers and other patrons. John Berteau is a professor and director of the Center for Library and Information Innovation at the University of Maryland, College Park.
What we've seen over the last year, particularly as the economy has weakened, is that more and more people are going to the public library for assistance with seeking jobs, and that includes things like developing resumes, job interviewing skills, presentation skills, and also for submitting online job applications, primarily because so many employers now require that you submit your applications online. The other thing that we're seeing is not just with the employment situation, but tied to employment and unemployment are government benefits. And so a fair number of people are also headed to the library to complete form government forms and a whole range of other things to be able to apply for various social services like unemployment benefits and Medicare and Medicaid and those kinds of things as well.
I guess what we don't know is how effective libraries are at helping people find jobs. I mean, there's no like hard data on how well this works when citizens go to libraries to access these kinds of services.
That's a fair statement. I mean, there's no statistical gathering, if you will, in terms of like a success rate, in terms of how many jobs libraries actually help or librarians actually help people secure.
How are library budgets holding up as they're having to serve more and more people during what's been a pretty nasty recession?
Public library budgets are, in fact, declining at the exact same time that public library usage is going up. And so as a result, libraries are facing a number of difficult scenarios and situations where in which they really are trying to help their communities rebuild, if you will, in terms of employment and other things. But at the same time, particularly because public libraries are predominantly locally funded, they've seen their revenue stream decrease. And so that has put a tremendous amount of pressure on the public libraries to maintain these services and be able to provide internet-enabled kinds of services in a way that really benefit the community. And I would say that one of the things that has become really important in this scenario is, as you may know, that as part of the American Recovery Act, there was $7.2 billion in broadband stimulus funding, and there were certain categories of that funding for which libraries could apply. And we're all waiting to see because the first round of those grant applications just went in, and we're hoping that a number of libraries will ultimately benefit from some of that funding so that they can increase their broadband and be able to provide the kinds of services that their communities need.
John Berteau with the University of Maryland. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.